Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Extremely local news from Block Club Chicago now. Jen Sabella joining us. Let's talk about Grant Park first, Jen. And there's a meeting or two here, and I guess the city wants to hear from the public on this. What's this all about?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. The city is doing a 20-year-old framework plan where it revisits Grant Park with the Chicago Park District and asks residents and, just people who are interested to come in and share their thoughts on how Grant Park can be improved. At the latest meeting, a lot of people showed up to talk about safety, pedestrian safety specifically, near the park. And there's a lot of talk of eliminating Columbus Drive to motorists. This is just an idea that was floated at this meeting, and I don't see it happening, but we'll see. There have been some serious, like, pedestrian and cyclist accidents because of people using Columbus Drive, kind of flying down there when Lakeshore is all backed up. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people who are cyclists and pedestrian advocates showed up at this meeting, and they said, is there something we can do, whether that's red light cameras or speed cameras, to slow traffic down on Columbus and make it a little bit safer for tourists and just for folks walking around downtown. But they're going to have a series of meetings. You can read more at blockclubchicago.org. There's one on February 2nd at the Art Institute and another at Columbia College on February 8th. So if you want to weigh in on what you want to see in Grant Park in the future, you can show up and let them know.
So these are open houses and anybody can attend. Is that it?
Exactly. And they give you Post-its and they'll have like a map of the park, and you can go and say, hey, I think this would be great. People ask for more elevators, a little bit more accessibility for folks in wheelchairs. So there's all kinds of people with different ideas coming together.
How about some free parking? That would be good.
Yeah, there you go.
That's my idea. And what's happening with the intersection of Lakeshore Drive and 57th?
So Southsiders have been pretty frustrated because a busy intersection near the Museum of Science and Industry has been closed for quite a while as work continues ahead of the Obama Presidential Center's opening. But the all lanes of traffic at 57th and DuSable Lakeshore Drive will reopen the week of February 6th. So this is welcome news for some Southsiders who've been stuck in traffic because of this closure. There is going to be further closures as the city gets ready for the Obama Center. They're just trying to widen South DuSable Lakeshore Drive, as they're expecting more traffic from tourists and more folks heading down there for the Obama Center. So if you go to our website, we have all the details. There are some pedestrian underpasses closed and some roads that will be closed until 2025 on this for this work. So if you're using DuSable Lakeshore Drive, just give yourself some extra time to go through there.
Got it. Let's talk about what's happening with the CTA and the Blue Line. Some improvements coming soon. Tell us about this.
Yes. I don't know if you remember. I'm sure we talked about it on your show when the Blue Line Avondale station was overhauled and they put in that really elaborate kind of decorative base to it. It was like an artful big blue I don't even know what to call it, mm-hmm. but they put it up and there was some leaking after rain, and people were a little frustrated that there was this architectural thing added to the station but there weren't any elevators, which means the station was not ADA compliant. It will be ADA compliant. The federal government is kicking in some money to add elevators to the station and three other Blue Line stations at Belmont, Irving Park, and Pulaski. So if for folks using wheelchairs or for folks who, you know, can't go up and down those stairs at the CTA stations, they're really happy to hear that these elevators are coming.
So Belmont is one of three Blue Line stations getting upgrades. Do I have that right?
Yes. Yep, Irving Park and Pulaski will get upgrades as well, and they will soon be compliant with the American with Disabilities Act.
No, that's good. And let's talk about this this shop in the Avondale neighborhood that sells vintage sports jerseys, among other things.
This is so cool. It's stuff that I wore as a kid in the 90s. Starter jackets and Bulls three-peat t-shirts. I'm sure you remember everyone wearing those colorful starter jackets. This 90s streetwear fashion is very much back. And Primo's Chicago, they actually lost their studio in Logan Square when a landlord there kind of just shut it down and all the shops operating had to find a new place to go. And one owner of the streetwear shop said, okay, I'm going to use this to open my own storefront. So Primo's Chicago is now open at 2883 North Milwaukee Avenue, and you will find all your old school Chicago sports gear there. There are vintage sneakers like Nikes from the 90s and all kinds of cool Bulls gear, starter jackets. So if you are a vintage sports aficionado, you should check it out. It's really cool stuff, and I really wish I saved all my three-peat gear from when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's valuable. Give that address again, because I think a lot of people will want to head over there, Jen.
It's 2883 North Milwaukee Avenue.
You know, it's funny. Years and years ago, I remember picking up baseball jerseys for cheap. And then all of a sudden, I guess the collectors got into it and the prices just skyrocketed. And they're still way up there for the most part, aren't they?
Yes, this is all the rage these days. I really do wish I saved. Same thing with some of my concert tees from the 90s and early 2000s. I'm like, Mom, you definitely gave those away to Goodwill.
Let me know if you hear about any demand for old Knack t-shirts. What else do I have in the closet? Oh, you wouldn't believe it. I got to clean that out. Jen Sabella, and it's blackclubchicago.org for more. Thank you, Jen. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob. You too.